Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
We are so glad that you have tuned in to the Life of a Gentleman's podcast today because we have an exciting show prepared for you. But before we get into that, I want to remind you to go on over to our website, thelifeofagent.com, download your free copy of the ebook or audiobook, The Life of a Gentleman. There you will be able to get this over 150-page guide. It's a resource on everything from style to manners and a little bit of business mixed in there as well. I think you'll really enjoy it. Now about today's show. I have the pleasure of bringing on a guest that has created a subscription box that is perfect for gentlemen. It has everything you are going to need, from products to get you pumped up before you go to the gym, also facial products, skincare, cologne, you name it, it's in there. And the best thing about it is everything is totally premium. You guys are going to be blown away by this interview and also by the product. So I want you to check this out and then get on their website and make a purchase. I have mine. I was just totally taken back. One of the things I got in there was some Versace cologne. I can't say anything more. We have a style tip of the week, and Darius drops in with a business minute as well. We have a lot of things to get into in this episode of The Life of a Gentleman, so let's not delay. Let's not waste any time. Let's go.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, guys? Here it is, this is Mr. Dennis Style here with the tip of the week this week. So the fashion tip of the week is actually something that's very crucial when it comes to menswear, and it's trousers. We're going to talk about what kind of trousers to get and what kind of belt, either belt loops or side tabs. So for myself, I like to get my trousers, you know, tailor-made, which means made from scratch. You know, have my own way of wearing my trousers, so I want them made the way I want them to make. So, me personally, I don't like no belt loops. I just want side tabs, so I could adjust them, get them a little bit higher rise than I usually get from the stores. Or you have the option of just getting the belt loops and just having to wear a belt. So, what do you think about that, Rich?
Well, you know, when you said side tabs, there's a lot of guys out there that might not be familiar with that. So is that something that a tailor can do, or can you purchase those at the store with the side tabs?
No, that's something that a lot of these companies that are doing now is it's what you call make your own. So build your pants from scratch. It's practically free, Rich. All you have to do is just find a couple of, you know, shops that actually make trousers for you. They cost the same as you buying them from a regular store. The best part about it is that you make them how you want them to look and feel.
Man, that's a big plus right there. I think you get some major style points when you have the side tabs.
Exactly, my man. You know what it is, man? It's a European look. It's more modern. And you don't have to worry about having belt loops. And you can just, you know, go beltless wherever you want. And have a higher man, meaning you do have a little bit of a stomach, or if you're a little bit short on the legs, it helps out so much.
So it's more of a higher rise instead of a low rise on your hips, huh?
Yes, sir. The crotch is a little bit higher, so it's around the belt, stomach area. And the pants have to be a little shorter, obviously, to complement the higher rise.
I like it. I think it can make a shorter guy look a little taller and a heavier guy look a little bit more athletic.
I agree. I just ordered 3 pairs, and the best part about it is, you know how sometimes you could go back and forth as far as your weight? you can actually adjust your pants accordingly to your belt size.
Oh, that's a nice look right there. Now, can you get these with pleats, no pleats? When you're saying any way you want it, you mean all the way full custom?
Amazing, amazing question, man. Because you actually get to pick how many pleats you want. I usually, I'll settle for one. They give you the option of having one pleat or no pleats. I recommend one pleat. It kind of widens the trouser so your legs don't look that skinny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes with the no pleat, the flat front, it gives you a slimming effect. And hey, let's face it, some of us need that though.
Yeah, and it's more of a modern look, European look, so it kind of, you know, separates you from the rest of the crowd. Instead of wearing just a flat front, which, you know, you can buy anywhere, let's say, it's better to have side taps, I think, and just ditch belt loops.
Yeah, it sounds good. Hey, where can people follow you so they can check out some pictures of you rocking some of these pants?
Now, I have these pants shortly. I just had them sent over to a personal tailor. So they'll be in hand in about 3 weeks. So you can follow me at Instagram at Dennis_style. So remember, guys, if you ever order and want to make your own trousers, just ask for side taps, one pleat, an inch and a half, and cuff on the bottom, and you're good to go.
Sounds good. Thanks for the style tip, Dennis. We're ready to step it up.
All right, man, no problem. And I'll see you guys next week. Let's go.
Hey, Darius, how's it going, man?
It's going great. How are you?
Not too bad. I mean, beard season is here. It's upon us. And, you know, I don't know about where you're at, but where I'm at, there's a lot of guys out here trying to get their beards coming in. And I call them struggle beards. You know, they got a patch here or a patch there. It's just not connecting. And then some of these guys, they went the opposite. They got the Grizzly Adams thing going on. Their beards are just out of control. Have you seen that?
Yes, absolutely. I've seen a couple of those Fred Sanford looking beards out here in the Great Northwest myself.
Yeah, man. The reason I'm calling you is just because I had a chance to check out this really cool website I had to tell you about to make sure that our beards are A1 this year.
Oh, really? Do they have good products, oils, those type of things?
Man, they've got everything, dude. I'm talking about beard balm, scented beard oil, and the best thing about it is they have a subscription package. It's called BeardCareClub.com.
BeardCareClub.com.
Yeah, man. Everything is made in the USA. Their products have been tested. Their owner, he's a veteran. He's got a killer beard himself. So this guy, he has like an award-winning beard, actually. So he knows a thing or two about beards. But check this out, dude. For $30, you get a new scented beard oil every month. Keeps your beard under control, manageable, smelling good. And if you want to grow that curly mustache that you've been trying to do for a couple years now, they have mustache wax, dude. I know you don't quite have that mustache coming in, you know, good yet, but, you know, check out BeardCareClub.com.
Well, it's not coming in as good as your goatee. Actually, that's very reasonable. $30 a month, that's very reasonable.
No, it's really reasonable, and the shipping is free, and so the products get to you pretty quick. And it's a subscription, but there's no commitment, so you can just try it out, see how you like it. I'm telling you, I was on their website. They've got discount codes on there. You've got to go on BeardCareClub.com and check this out, man. And tell those guys out there, stop fooling around with these other products that aren't proven and go with something that definitely works.
Done deal. I'm checking it out today.
All right, man. You won't be sorry. That's BeardCareClub.com.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys out there listening, have you been looking for a subscription package that is not the norm? Something where you can get premium products to try out? We're not talking about just ordinary items, but we're talking about salon grade and barbershop quality items delivered right to your home. I've got just the thing. I am going to bring on our guest today. He is going to tell you all about his amazing subscription box company. His name is Andy, and he is from MachoBoxes.com. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to tell your listeners a bit more about Macho Box. We're entering into our fifth month, and it's been going good. A lot of positive response so far.
I can definitely see why. Had a chance to get on the website and see some of the products that you guys are offering. You know, right on the website, it says the ultimate men's grooming essentials. And I'd have to agree with you. Now, this looks like a really premium subscription box, but I'm just wondering how you came up with the idea for Macho Box.
Well, you know, my wife had bought her some subscription boxes. There's several out there for ladies, you know, that give them kind of beauty items every month to her door. And one particular, it was, you know, the Glossy Box, for example, I was subscribing to for her, and she really enjoyed it. So she went online and sought out a box for me. And she kind of didn't see anything that thought that would appeal to me. There's ones out there that have some different clothing items and accessories, which are, you know, are appealing to a lot of guys. It's just not necessarily that monthly tie or something like that would appeal to me. So we sat down, we talked about it, and I came up with Mantra Box, and it kind of just rolled on from there. And it's been an exciting journey so far. We've been connected with a lot of different people. We've been in the New Orleans Saints locker room, and we've been, you know, in GQ and in Glamour magazines, and it's been an exciting journey. You know, we've reached out to a lot of different premium brands to get their product, and we've had a lot of positive feedback, so it's been really exciting. And the subscriber every month will get, you know, a fantastic assortment of, you know, premium hair care product, you know, a skin care, shave care product, often a fragrance, a cologne, usually in a miniature, like a 5 mil bottle, not just a vial, but a little miniature size. You know, I feel like a lot of the modern guys today like to get to the gym, like to look after themselves. We include a nutrition supplement, like, you know, everything from BCAAs, protein, pre-workouts, all kinds of different things, just to keep you in the gym, feeling good and feeling fit. So, you know, it's been going good. It's exciting for us. And you know, another thing I should add is we're doing our best to our subscribers. You know, we want you to have a good experience with Mantra Box. So we include regularly full-size products. So often you'll get 2-3 full-size products in your box. So it is a good value, you know, if you are actually, you know, if you're not just thinking about just having a little gift in the mail, but you want to see the dollar value, you know. Each box regularly is exceeding $50, if not approaching 100 sometimes.
Yeah, I can see that. The full-size product thing is something that really appealed to me. I have seen some of these subscription clubs with men's grooming items, and you get these little samples. You know, use it once or twice, it's gone, and it's kind of a letdown. The fact that you have full-size is really awesome, and then you're mixing in some of the nutritional things. I think this is really a winner. What's been the response that you've been getting back from guys that have decided to try it?
Guys are loving it. You know, I get a lot of feedback from guys who enjoy specifically the nutrition, because you can go to your nutrition shop, and you know, they're busy or whatever, you know, and you got to spend 50, 60 bucks on a full-size bucket of protein or pre-workout. And you're like, is this, and you don't know if it's for you. Sometimes you try it and the flavor's not right, it's gritty or whatever. Guys love getting a couple packets to sample, and then they can decide for themselves when they hit the store or go online to buy their stuff, whether it's not, it's for them. Another thing they like is the fragrance. You know, they get something to throw in their gym bag, you know, after they're done working out, to splash on if they got to hit the work in the afternoon or going out for the evening. You know, so stuff like that they really like. And of course, you know, I try to include it with useful stuff. I don't want you guys to get a Mantra Box and say, you know, who uses this? Why would he send me this? You know, I want you to look at it and say, you know, are they just clearing out the junk off their counter or something? No, I want you guys to look at this stuff and say, this is good stuff. I'm going to use it. It's going to go in my toiletry bag, my gym bag. It's going to be in my shower. Like, I don't want you to be looking at re-gifting this stuff. It's going to be good stuff that, you know, you should be using all the time. You know, it's good stuff. I look at the stuff when I'm trying to source it. That stuff that I want to use or at least try out.
You know what? I appreciate that. That is so true. There's no really throwaway items, as I like to call them, in the Macho Boxes that I saw on the website. I had a chance to peruse and get a taste of all you have to offer. And the other thing that I like about what you offer is some options for signing up. Can you kind of explain how that works, the different options people can do?
You can go month to month, which is really the most popular. It's $33 US a month to month, shipping included anywhere in North America. You then can jump if you want a 3 month package, you can go for $93, and if you want to do 6 months, it's $174. The payments reoccur on the third of each month for the month to month, and then the remaining packages, you'll get they'll reoccur as your time comes to an end. So as you're entering your third month, it'll reoccur. Or you can send me an email and say, hey, I'm going to take a break or whatever, that even though that makes me sad, then we'll just cancel you. You know, there's no hassle. You know, we don't want to make it difficult. We want everybody to enjoy it. But, you know, something's not for everybody all the time.
Yeah, I completely understand that, the subscription business. You know, people come and go, but a lot of times, you know, they come back. And sometimes it's a financial thing, you know, or a gift. You know, the 3 month or a 6 month, that makes a great gift. You know, think about that.
Yeah.
Giving that to somebody, I would rather have that than to somebody go out and try to get me some socks or something like that. I'd rather somebody get me one of these subscription packages from MachoBox.
Well, you know, and I'm seeing a lot of that, actually, to be honest with you. I've had, you know, I probably get a couple of subscribers each month that are ladies buying for their significant others, you know. And it's funny, too, because a couple of my cancellations have been as a result of that. The girl sent me an email saying, you know, unfortunately, me and the fellow I was seeing have broken up, so I'm going to cancel this month to month. So that's funny how that works sometimes. But, yeah, I do get, actually, a lot of female subscribers who are purchasing for their boyfriends or husbands or whatnot. So that's been exciting.
Yeah, that's always fun to see. That's a good wife or girlfriend right there. You know, get you something cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
You know. Also, we talked about that these items are premium, and so people are probably thinking, yeah, premium, what's that mean? So why don't you go ahead and tell them just maybe a couple of the brands that have been included so that we can assure the people listening that, no, this is premium products, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. More than happy to talk about that. So a couple of my, I guess, the bigger names that I've reached out to that are in the box is Uppercut Deluxe. They're an international company. You see them, you know, at your local barbershop regularly. So I've had a box with featuring them. I've also had a box featuring Billy Jealousy. They're a company out of Dallas, and they're international as well now. And then I've gone to some more niche companies as well. I've dealt with Truro, who's out of your home state, Michigan, and it's an extremely premium brand. It's designed, the formula has been designed and developed by a plastic surgeon, and the company's owned by the plastic surgeon, and he sold, you know, at Four Season hotels and whatnot. And it's the tube of 3-in-1 body wash, hair wash that we put in there, its retail value is approximately $25 US. So it's right there, you know, that one product in your box is almost covering the entire cost of your box. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've worked with Modern Made Man, we got Da Vinci cologne, we've included Versace cologne, we have Mad Viking beer. They're a real cool brand out of Pennsylvania. And we had a lot of positive feedback. We had a charcoal soap from them. And then, you know, we got some exciting things coming up here for Movember. I'm doing up a full bearded box for Movember and mustache. So we got Dubs Was Here. They're specialized in mustache wax and pomade. They're going to be in the box. I got a company. I'm from Canada. I don't think I've spoken about that. So I'm from out west in Western Canada, and I got a company out of Edmonton called Prairie Boys Beard Company, and they're getting a lot of traction up here in specialty barbershops. So I'm including a beard balm from them, and that beard balm is $33. So I got a company out of Nashville, Winners Beard Oil, real premium product there as well, $40 US. It's going to be in the box. So, you know, that bearded box is going to be in the ballpark of $90 to $100, and you're going to get it delivered to your door for $33 and get to try out some of the, you know, the premium oils, balms, and stuff in North America delivered to your door for November. We're excited about that. Well, we're really excited about that. And then, you know, on the nutrition side, we've dealt with XPN Nutrition, their company out of Montreal. George St. Pierre, the UFC fighter, he uses a lot of their stuff. He's all over their website. We got Protein Co. there again out of Montreal. But we also have worked with Mutant Nation. They're a popular brand found at pretty much any of your nutrition stores. And also, we kind of had an interesting company, Believe Nutrition. They're fairly new on the market, and they're kind of exciting because they're one of the only nutrition supplement companies that are third-party tested. So, you know, a lot of people who are into the nutrition realize that, you know, some of the claims that are laid on these labels, even though they're popular and they're found in your GNC, and that some of the claims on the nutrition labels have been found to be false, and that they are using filler. But this company, Believe, is actually taking it a step further and having all their products third-party tested. So what's on the label is what's in the product. So you can be assured that if it says 25, 28 grams of protein, that's what you're getting, you know. So it's an interesting company and really good stuff. So lots of great stuff, more coming online every month. So I'm excited. If any of your listeners out there are hearing this, like, they will enjoy the products. I can guarantee you, you know, every month you will get to try some real cool stuff that you might not be able to find at your local barber shop that are just sold in smaller areas or online. And this stuff is some great stuff that you'll really enjoy.
Yeah, I can tell that list of names was impressive. Thanks for sharing that, because I think that lets everybody know the type of quality that you are really making sure goes into each and every box each month. Let me ask you, why do you think it's so important, you know, for guys these days to really take care of themselves and pride themselves on their grooming and nutrition? Why is that important to you?
Well, you know, I think everybody now is paying more attention to their health, and we're paying more attention to our appearance now. You know, before, you know, trimming and shaving, that was all up to the girls to look after, right? We didn't worry about that. But now, you know, you guys are paying more for a haircut than they've ever paid, going back to these wet shaves, growing beards, trimming areas of their body where we never used to ever worry about trimming, you know? So
yeah.
Guys care more about their appearance. They want to look good, and they want to feel good, you know? And I think it's a lifestyle. Like, you want to be a macho guy. Just because you're, you know, you don't have to be gruff, but you want to be a gentleman, but you want to look good. You want to be manly, you know? And I put those products in there for the macho guy. You know, he takes pride in his appearance. He's a man. He wants to look good and he wants to feel good. And that's kind of what we're all about. You know, I'm 42. I'm an older guy starting a new family. Like, I have a daughter that's just 6 months. I have another daughter that'll be turning 3. My wife's a lot younger than me. She's only 30 years old. But, you know, I want to be around to enjoy my kids. And, as an older guy starting out, you realize I'm 42. I want to be around to see my children get older, and I want to look after myself. And that's kind of what Macho Box is all about. It's about the everyday guy who wants to look after himself and be a man and be macho and look after his ladies and his people in his life. You know?
And that makes perfect sense. And it's something that we feel very important on the Life of a Gentleman podcast, too. And man, I'm so glad we had the opportunity to have you come on and tell us about this company. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Do us a favor. Let everyone know how they can follow you on social media, get in touch with you, and learn more. And then also the website, so they can get on there and subscribe, because I definitely think all of us need to take care of themselves like you just expressed, and this is a great way to do it.
Great. Well, I will share all that. Thanks a lot, Rich. So my name's Andy Johnstone. Again, I'm the owner, founder of Macho Box. I do have a partner as well who is on my team. You can email me at info@machoboxes.com, and I'll get back to you. If you have a product you want in the box, or if you want to know more about the box, please reach out to me. I'm more than happy to answer any of your questions. You can follow us on Instagram at Macho Boxes, and same with Twitter and Facebook, Macho Boxes. That's one thing great about our name is we're unique. There's nobody else that has a name quite like that. So check us out and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we try to keep our posts engaging, and we're working on improving it every day and getting better. And yeah, we really want a good following, and we want to, you know, it to be the Macho Box, not just to be about the box, but about the lifestyle and about everything. So hope lots of people reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you.
Andy, we really appreciate it, and thank you for your time coming on. I love learning so much more about the box, and especially got excited about all the premium products that go inside it. So let's keep in touch, and I look forward to maybe having you come back on in the future and give us some updates.
Absolutely, be my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on, and it's been a pleasure. So thanks again. It's been great.
Yeah, likewise. We'll talk to you soon.
Now, it's time for the Business Minute. He started working in his family business when he was 15 years old, started a swanky coffee shop in his early 20s, branched off into real estate, owns a commercial cleaning business, and is an entrepreneur through and through. Darius, what gems can you drop today?
This is a part of the show that I've grown to look forward to. It's the Business Minute with Darius Roberts. How's it going today, Darius?
It's going great. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the show once again and excited to see what you have for us.
Well, today I thought we'd talk about, in the Business Minute, stepping out of our comfort zone. I think it's important. It's an important topic. I think people will enjoy hearing how you can do that and how you can be comfortable doing it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I heard a quote that I really love. It's life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And so I'm a firm believer in that. So I'm excited to see what you have for us. Let's go.
Well, the first thing I will say is we all get into our routines, right? So we have our routines of work, routines of family. And so sometimes it's easy to get into, even if you're successful in it, I call it kind of a rut, kind of a scheduling rut. So it's important for you to, I would say, take time and write down some new things that you can do to be creative, whether it's in your business or family, and do those things. I'll start with business, of course, because this is the Business Minute. In business, if you're struggling, something in a routine, you're just struggling getting successful in a specific area in your business, write down different ways that you have not tried to be successful at and just go for it. And do not be scared to do so.
I like that one, trying something new. Sometimes that does scare people. You know, we get a little bit hesitant. I like what you're saying. You're saying just dive in, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason why I say write it down is sometimes it's good to have a checklist. Okay, I haven't tried, I'll use the example of door-to-door. I haven't tried to market my business door-to-door. Write down, okay, today I'm going to try to just go to 10 doors or 20 doors and just see what happens and then mark it off. I find that by writing down the things that you do to step outside your comfort zone will help you. Because if you don't, it's really easy just to keep going with your normal routine, right? So I would strongly suggest write down the new things that you can do in your business to try to make it even more successful.
That sounds good. Writing things down, it's a sure way to get action. Let's have tip number two.
Tip number two to stepping out of your comfort zone is change your schedule a little bit. And what I mean by that is don't be afraid to add time to what you're doing. Sometimes we don't step out of our comfort zone because we don't feel like we have enough time to change anything that we're doing. Example, my best example of this is say you don't own your own business yet, but you want to, and you're kind of scared to take the time because you may already work a 9-to-5. You'll change your schedule. Say, okay, I work from 9-to-5, but from 7 to 8 in the morning, instead of resting, I'm going to get up and work on my own business. I'm going to step out of my time comfort zone, so to speak. Or maybe at night from 7 to 9, I'm going to work on my own business. So that's my second tip, is sometimes you have to change your schedule to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I like that one as well. Making the use of time. You know, sometimes we waste so much time. You wake up in the morning and turn on CNN, you just wasted a half hour. You could be pursuing your dream. That's a good one as well. Let's have tip number three. I'm loving these.
The third and final tip, a lot of people would think it's the first tip, but I think of it as the last one. If you can write things down and change your schedule, this shouldn't really be a factor. But just get over fear. Get over the fear of comfort. And it sounds obvious. Like I said, a lot of people would think it would be the first one. But once you get things written down, get your schedule down, it should be easy to do. But just overcome that fear. Fear is false expectations appearing real, right? So we want to get over the fear. I'll go back to the door-to-door example. I've done it myself. A lot of people would, you know, be nervous to do it, but I found it wasn't that bad. Either people say yes or no, and then you move on. And so step out of the fear. A lot of times the bad things that we think are going to happen, maybe we think someone's going to yell at us or something really bad is going to happen if we step out of our comfort zone. Most of the time, those things don't even come close to happen. So get over the fear and just do it.
I like that. And when you step out of that comfort zone, a lot of times good things happen, right?
Absolutely. That's the best things that happen. A lot of times you add a lot of value and you'll be very surprised with the results.
Well, that sounds good. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. We know you have a couple things that you juggle and sharing with us this Business Minute. Hey, we look forward to next week when you have something else for us.
I can't hardly wait, and I hope someone out there steps out of their comfort zone.
Sounds good. Thanks, Darius. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up this edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. I am so glad you tuned in. And as always, we'd like to please ask if you would rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. What this does is help us reach other listeners that are interested in finding about new brands, learning about men's fashion, and things along these lines. We are trying to be the go-to source for everything gentlemen. Let me also give a special thank you to Andy from MachoBoxes.com. Macho Box has really exceeded my expectations. I guarantee you, if you try it, you're really going to like what you get. It's not little samples that you get full-size products in there. So this is not a little skimpy subscription box, but they really come through and deliver the goods that every gentleman needs to look his best and feel his best. Also, thank you to Dennis and Darius for joining us on this episode of the podcast, and also our producer who does an awesome job for us behind the scenes. So guys, I want to remind you one more time too, if you are going into November and you're thinking about growing out your beard, you definitely don't want to forget about checking out the Beard Care Club. The Beard Care Club is something that I am really advocating because there's too many guys out there with these patchy beards, these raggedy beards. They're not taking care of them. Beard Care Club has you covered. Everything from beard oil, beard balm, mustache wax. Have you looking good? Have you smelling good? Looking sharp? So definitely don't forget to check out Beard Care Club as well. You will be happy that you did. You can thank me later. And guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.